Father, we thank Thee for this day of opportunity, as on every occasion when we can come into Thy presence, it is not only unique and unusual, but it is a privilege. And today, we pray that You would help us to discover afresh and anew some of the new joys that are found in the gospel, that are boundless, that we might in our hearts with the great man of old rejoice forevermore. In His name we ask it. Amen.
Join us now as we sing hymn number 12. Hymn number 12. Come Thou Almighty King. We'll sing all four stanzas.
Come back.
From the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, a portion of one of the most famous Bible stories is told by our Lord. The last part of this story we're concerned with today. I begin reading with the 25th verse of Luke 15. Now his elder brother was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother's come, thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not come in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou gavest me a kid, never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. And as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word concerning the story of the elder brother of the prodigal son. Let us unite our hearts in prayer. And I'm sure there are matters that you have of concern that you would like to lift up to God in this moment. Shall we pray? Father, we pray that thou would hear our petitions as we lifted them from our sincere hearts. And as we merge together our prayers and thanksgiving to give thanks on this day for this wonderful day with the sunshine so bright, the wonderful privileges that will be ours out in the future. We do give thanks, our Father, for the rare blessings that come to us from time to time. We thank thee for our families that are dear to us, those that we love and those that we share with. We thank thee for those, our Father, who bring a smile to our lives and some good portion day by day that lifts us up. This morning, we humbly thank thee for the peace of God that we have in our hearts and pray for all those who may have troubles, sickness, illness, sorrow. We know that God watches over all of these
for not even a sparrow falls to the ground without his notice. And so we're conscious today that God is caring for all of these